Now, I must apologize. I forgot to do the children's talk, or whatever you call it here, because you're not really children, are you? You're young people. So let me do it now quickly. I wanted to talk about that passage that we read from 1 Chronicles. I'm sure as I was reading, you were counting up, and you could tell me if I asked you that there were 103 people named in that passage, approximately. There are one or two things mentioned, and we're not quite sure whether they're a people or a person or a place name. But my calculation is 103 people. 83 of them are not mentioned anywhere else in the whole Bible. Now, what do we learn from that fact? Well, this, that God knows every one of his people, even if nobody else has ever heard of us. And that's a wonderful thing. If you feel unknown and insignificant, and maybe you compare yourself with other people and they seem to do far better and be much more flamboyant than you are, but God knows you. And when we know the Lord Jesus, our names are written in heaven, written in the heart of God. And he knows absolutely every one of us by name. The other thing I wanted to mention about the passage we read, and of course it comes in the middle of several chapters at the beginning of 1 Chronicles that are all very similar, lists of names. Why do we need that in the Word of God? Well, here's the other reason. The ancestry of Jesus is really important. And we read about the sons of Judah, and Jesus was descended from Judah. And yet these chapters tell us about, well, if we'd read on, it would be the sons of Simeon. The previous chapter talked about some of David's sons, and we go back into chapters 1 and 2 and on into chapters 5 and 6, and we hear about the sons of Simeon and Reuben. Now, they weren't direct ancestors of Jesus, but they were part of the large family out of which the Lord Jesus came and for whom he came. And a passage like that reminds us that we're part of an even wider family, and Jesus came for all of us, came to reach the world. He came to save men and women, boys and girls, young people, from every nation under heaven. And in this section of his word, God wants us to know where he came from and why he came. So those are the two things I intended highlighting for the young people, but I hope they're of encouragement to those of us who are a bit older as well. Well, let's pray, and then we'll continue